We're back to the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome my co-host, Kim Sorrell. Kim, thanks for coming by, and I know you're excited about our guest.
I'm so excited about our guest. I am a huge fan, not just of her, but also of her work. Sean Haley's been in films like Blade Runner and Fatal Instinct, Wall Street, and I am so thrilled to introduce you, Sean. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, thanks again, Sean, and Kim will have our first question. What's our first question for Sean?
Well, I know I've heard you've done so many movies. I know you can be picky about roles. I'm just curious, what drew you to this film?
I'm not actually that picky. I just like to be in films that are positive. I mean, I guess in that sense, I'm picky, but over the years, it's really nice to come into contact with material that has a good intention to it. And this is a true story about a Central Florida church that wanted to buy a motel so that it could help homeless people and addicted people. And that's exactly what happened. And so I play a reporter who had a good impact on that final result of finding the money that actually made that happen.
Very interesting. And Sean, when you like were presented this, you loved the story, and that's one you said is one of the reasons. Do you feel that, you know, the character, that the role you played was something that was up your alley? Have you ever played a reporter before?
I don't think I have played a reporter before, but both my parents were reporters. Oh. And so I felt like my dad was a news producer in the 70s at NBC in New York City. So I heard a lot of stories from him during his career. And I do think that it's important that the press really understand their responsibility. And I feel that today some of that responsibility has been lost.
Yeah.
Like, it's important to have a press that actually reports the truth and doesn't have an agenda.
Right.
And, you know, that's just a really important issue to me now, is that we really do need that press to remain free.
That's such a great point. That is such a great point. So, Sean, I'm curious, the role of Brandy Michaels is an interesting one, right? I mean, she kind of starts out pretty harsh and ends up being this just incredible human being. How did you prepare for that role?
Well, I'm an incredible human being, so it really wasn't very hard.
I second that.
You know, incredible human being first, actress second, you know, that's kind of the order of things. And I met the character, I mean, I met the person the character is based on, and had dinner at her house, and it was really fun. And I enjoyed Central Florida as well, and all the people that work with the producer, Art Arias, was also really inspiring, because everyone was very committed, and the other actors, Dean Cain and T.C. Stallings, were fun to work with. So it's always nice to get with a good group, which definitely beats working on a show where you're, you know, dying for it to end. This was a very pleasant experience, and about a subject matter that's important, the responsibility of being a reporter and what you can do, what positive things you can do with it, and the importance of fellowship and ministry and what they're trying to accomplish. So all those things were a big yes in my mind.
And that definitely shows in so many ways in the film and everything you're doing. Okay, Kim, next question.
Yeah, so I'm curious what you want people to walk away with this film. What do you want people to learn?
I want them to say, God, she still looks good. No, I'm kidding.
Well, they'll do that for sure.
Yeah, no, I'm a little bit older in this, and I was actually a little bit overweight, not too badly, but I started doing yoga again since the film, and that's been really good. And I've started working a lot more. I just finished working in upstate New York on a show called Ouija Witch. And this one, No Vacancy, was really fun. And like, I think I was there a month in Central Florida working on it. And I was only a couple days in upstate New York working on this other one. And I'm headed down to New York City now. And I like traveling around, and I also like being able to work. Those are nice things to be able to do. And this No Vacancy film, I just think it's important to do films about important things, you know. And I'm less fond of stuff like Ouija Witch because I'm not really a great horror fan. But, you know, there is a market for horror, and I like comedies as well. But No Vacancy, it takes a little part of my heart because it's about something that is, in fact, important.
Yeah, it's definitely a great, great point. It's important. And that's the thing, is that when you pick roles and choose roles, you'd rather have a role that's really making it inspiring and telling a great story than others. But we got to work, right, Sean? So we have to pick and choose our roles and look at what's done. But by putting this cast together, the people you've worked with, it's been amazing, right? Learning the story more and working with such a great cast as well on this film.
It's always great to work in a movie that has a more important, you know, subplot or plot undertone. And, you know, but I really consider myself just a working actress. I'm not, you know, trying to conquer Mount Everest. I love being a part of people who are committed to doing shows that, you know, being offered to me. I really enjoy working, and I really enjoy that part of my existence, because being an actress is fun, you know, in all kinds of different circumstances. But this one, No Vacancy, is kind of special. And like I said before, that its tone is very uplifting.
Yeah, it sounds very inspiring and very uplifting. When and where can we see this?
I think it's a Fathom event on May 9th.
Yes,
May 9th. So you have to go to Fathom Events. You have to go to fathomevents.com and then buy the tickets for May 9th.
Yes, so May 9th, it's available, and I think and in certain theaters, and then other people can see it as well, as Art was telling us when I got to interview Art. You know, Sean, like you said about the whole crux of the film and stuff, the other characters that you got to work with, you felt that was great too, that it was the right, Art picked the right people to play the certain roles. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and I think Art will do that every time he makes a picture. You know, he's got good taste, and he's a good leader, and, you know, an excellent pastor, I'm told. And Bob, don't run into the car. Sorry, I'm in the car.
No worries. I'm used to doing these things.
Yeah. Well, and also, just like I said, the group of people is always great. But there's a lot of, I think the upcoming generations are little different than the baby boomers. They're really inclusive of each other, and they work well together, and they see the difficulties that they face. And so now we're at the working on film tone is that lots of people work together and wear more than one hat, so to speak. And that's always a kind of inspiration as well.
No, I definitely absolutely agree with that. So you talked about some of the projects, Sean. What other projects are going on that you're doing? Update your fans about what's new with Sean Young so that we can watch you on other stuff as well.
Well, there's a film that came out maybe half a year ago called Rainbow's End that turned out very well. And I just finished one called Ouija Witch that I don't know how that will turn out, but it was fun working on it. And I know there's another one coming up, but I don't remember what it is. I have to read it again. I think it's been offered to me. It shoots in France. and I play a gallery owner. So I was taking a look at it because I would have to fly to France, to Paris, to work on it. So I haven't read the whole script yet, although I know it's been offered. But like I said, I can only do so much in a day, and I just finished this other show, so I have to exactly. I have to go read the whole thing.
With all these,
but it sounds exciting.
Yeah, and with all these opportunities of independent films, it must be great, Sean, as a working actor to be able to do that, right? Now to pick and choose what you like and what you don't want to work on, and find interesting projects that have interesting stories compared to when the business, you know, certain time ago, right? Would you agree that this is
well? Yeah. I've been I'm such a veteran of, you know, the entertainment industry. I'm 62 now, and I started when I was 18, and that's been my job for all of that time. I've never done anything else as an adult. And so, you know, I've been in really big budget movies and was basically a movie star in the 80s and into the 90s, and then had a family and moved to Sedona, and that was really wonderful. And then, you know, got kind of stuck in the reality TV industry for a minute, which I didn't like. And then I moved away because I thought, oh, well, it's over. And then it turns out it wasn't over. And there were a lot of filmmakers that were still interested in me. And so I'm very grateful for that and enjoy it, because being able to work is a blessing.
Absolutely. What would you think, Kim, because we're kind of already gone through, covered everything. Do you have other questions you want to ask Sean, because we have her on the line?
Yeah, I just, I'm thrilled with this, Sean. Like, this movie in particular just sounds absolutely amazing. And I'm just wondering everything that people will take away from it. I mean, it's so inspirational, and people should change after seeing this movie.
Well, I think one of the themes of the movie is that you can get better, you can recover. So there's a lot of addiction recovery in the movie. And, you know, sometimes when we're kind of living in a society, in a general sense of a highly addicted society, not just alcohol and drugs, but also electronics. I'm looking at, you know, the younger generation just addicted to their phones now. And so the idea of the film is that it's possible to heal. That, yeah, people heal.
That's so true. And we all go through things in our lives, Sean, and we have to move forward and go to the next phase in our life, next chapter. And that people can't look at what happened yesterday with us. There's always a way to grow and move forward, right?
Right. You know, that all of our experiences can lead to, you know, a better place, that you don't have to be ashamed of your past. All that's really required is that you can accept it, and that you're willing, you know, you're willing to look at it, and you're strong. The strongest choice you can make is to recover.
And Kim, that's something you've gone through in your life too, Kim, isn't that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Me?
No, Kim, I'm talking.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, I have. I've gone through some similar things to you, Sean, and I'm happy to be on the other end of it, and hope to stay on the other end of it. And I lost my husband early on, and ended up trying to figure out what love is. So I lived it for a year. It was a crazy time, but.
Well, I think in order to love others, you have to get to the place where you can love yourself. And that's kind of a lot of what recovery is about. And also just realizing that you don't have to take on the whole universe. All you have to do is take on one day at a time. And that's all you need to think about, is that particular day, just 24 hours. And also, you know, you don't pick up the first drink, then you don't have to worry about the second one.
And it's because we try to mask what's truly on with our lives, and using another way to really look at what we're looking at ourselves in the mirror and loving ourselves. If you said, Sean, Dee Wall said the same thing. You can't love others unless you love yourself. And I had her on the program a couple months ago and mentioned that. And it's such a key thing. If you can't love yourself, you're not going to be able to love others, and others are not going to be willing to love you. And so we take and use other things as love versus just loving ourselves. So great point you brought up, Sean.
Kim, there's a great author. He's a specialist on addiction. His name is Dr. Gabor Mate, and he's written a book called it's got Hungry Ghost in the title. I just bought the book and started reading it, but I've looked at a lot of his videos, and he's a very astute guy. He says, don't ask why the addiction, ask why the pain, you know, and the need for the addiction. So those are things that I guess I believe that our current society needs to peel back like an onion. You have to really peel stuff back and take a break from electronic addiction in particular, and propaganda, and, you know, really, I think meditation has really been helpful for me.
We learned that through COVID to figure out different things to get through all those challenges. And now we're hopefully through it and moving forward. Now, hopefully no World War III, and we'll be okay. So just have to continue to just focus on ourselves and look in the mirror and be happy where we're at in our lives and be grateful for things. Kim, and I'm sure Sean, you and Kim will agree, gratefulness is important as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, it's not like, go ahead, Kim.
Oh, I was just going to say gratitude is key. It's a big thing for sure. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't really hear what you said because the phone kind of went out. Sorry.
No worries at all. So Sean, what would you want to tell your listener fans about what's new with Sean, so that people can, we talked about where we can find info, meaning like all the different things, go to IMDb, check you out social media wise, but do you have anything to tell your fans, you know, that have not, you know, heard what's been going on with you right now, and give them some encouragement and stuff sometimes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess the main thing is don't worry about me. I'm doing good. I love my yoga practice because I bought a townhouse down in Georgia, and right out my front door is a yoga studio, and it's just wonderful. So I do yoga at 5:30 every evening. And I also practice tap dancing, which I love a lot, and I feel happy. And both my sons are now out of the house, which is kind of amazing to me. And they're healthy and happy and working. And, you know, sometimes growing up takes time, but I'm persistent and I persevered, and that's really it. That's the good news, is that persistence is important. And my intentions, I always felt, were really good, but it took me some time to gain functional boundaries. And I feel very grateful.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on, Sean, and everyone can definitely check out No Vacancy on May 9th. Everyone goes ahead and checks out the film. Just Google it and find it, and you'll be able to find the information. I appreciate both of you coming on the show, and thanks again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.